There you go. That's Meatloaf with his version of Bob Dylan's Forever Young. Okay, joining me in the studio now is Michelle McGoldrick from the Balmain Residents Association. Hiya, Michelle.
Hiya.
Thanks very much for coming in to us. I suppose I better put your microphone up so nobody can hear you. No, that's, there you go. That's better now. Michelle, you have a little event that is are going to be running next Saturday. Tell us what it is.
We're just having an Easter event down on the playground in Balmain. We're going to have an Easter hunt for the kids. We've bouncy castles, bit of music. The Easter bunny be there as well. Yeah. So, you know, a few games and that.
Yeah. This is your third year, is it?
Second year. Well, we're 2 years up and running.
2 years up and running. And you've kind of... Balmain was one of those communities when it was built, we wouldn't say it was kind of left half finished, but it kind of was one of those that was left kind of in transition.
Yeah.
Has it been difficult kind of pulling the community together?
Yeah, it has, yeah. Now, we've had a few events, but each event we're getting more people at it. Like, yeah, we had a Halloween event and a Christmas event, and now we're having the Easter event. So, but that's, we had to have the other ones in Balgriffin Hall, so it was a bit away and trying to get people to go, but we got a good crowd. But this is right in the centre of Balmain now, so we're hoping we'll get a good view from the community to go. But the problem is we have no community facilities in Balmain itself, do you know, that way to hold events.
Yeah, because they knocked down all the, didn't they, what was supposed to be that down at the end there, there was supposed to be the coal kind of interpretive centre place at the entrance. They knocked all that down, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I wasn't there when that was there myself, so I don't know much about it.
Now, for people who know Balmain, and this is only to come into my head when you said the playground in Balmain, just which one is the one inside the estate or the one down at the park?
No, the one in the estate.
The one in the estate. So it's kind of enclosed more so than being out wide open on the open road. What's it been like up there in Balmain over the last... How long are you in Balmain?
I'm there 2 years.
Two years, yeah. How's, you know, you're saying slowly but surely the community's coming together. How has it been, you know, some of the issues you've probably had up there with a lot of estates that were left kind of, as I say, not half finished, but left kind of in transition? Because I live, as I said, just across the road, so I remember seeing it all getting built and... the stuff that wasn't finished and the stuff that was finished and everything else. How has it been just kind of getting settled in there?
Well, you know, there's been a bit kind of low morale in the place with the place being left the way it was. And, you know, homeowners have issues with the way their houses have been left and stuff like that. But, like, there is just that playground right in the centre of Balmain. It's more geared towards the younger kids.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get something for the older kids. I mean, they don't even have anywhere to kick a ball around in Balmain. And, you know, they keep saying, oh, send them up to Farrah Collins. But you're not going to send your kids
across a couple of busy roads as well.
So we're hoping to even... We were trying to get the green space open, but... everything is being put on the long finger and getting the runaround, so hopefully we'll get something soon, you know.
I was just going to ask you, because I remember talking to Alison Gilliland, who I spoke to earlier on. I remember talking to her a few months back, and she was talking about that green space, and you were working hard to try and... is it in NAMA control, or is it Dublin City Council?
Dublin City Council, apparently it wasn't the parks department, it was the housing department, and you know, they're in talks, so we'll see what happens.
Bureaucracy.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I say, it's kind of a thriving community now. It's coming on, it's getting bigger, it's getting better, and you know, you have events like this coming up. What kind of start time do you have envisaged for this Easter egg or this Easter event that you're having on Saturday? What time is it kicking off at?
2 to 4.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And hopefully all the residents in Balmain will come down and get involved. And what's your committee like? Is your committee kind of getting bigger? Is there more people jumping on board, or is it still a struggle?
No, kind of happen on and off, but we're changing, and we're in the process of setting up Balmain Youth and Community Club now, and focusing on that end of things rather than, you know, the residence group is going to be changing to Balmain Youth and Community Club. So we're setting up anyway, even without premises to begin with, and focusing on the kids. So.
Yeah, because I know myself, as I said to you before we came on there, I mean, I'm on the Residents Association of Clare Hall, and I have been for 15 odd years, and it really is. I remember back in the days when we were starting up and trying to get people involved and trying to get people interested, and then trying to keep people interested. Then it's really difficult,
it's hard.
But you just have to keep persevering on. You know, as long as we have people like yourself who's prepared to kind of get out there, and it's a thankless job sometimes. I can tell you that from 15 odd years experience. It's a thankless job sometimes, but it's worth it from your own point of view. When you just sit back, when you know you organise events like you have coming up on Saturday, and you see it going well, you're able to sit back and say, well, you know what, yeah, it was hard work, and yeah, but when it comes off, and it's well worth it. So you're getting that kind of satisfaction from these events, yeah?
Ah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, so listen, we'll wish you the best of luck, and hopefully it'll go well. And as you say, it's in the playground in Balmain from 2 to 4 this Saturday. Hopefully the weather will stay fine for you. You get a nice day. But sure, if it doesn't, what the hell? Kids will go running around after chocolate in the rain. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, Michelle, thanks so much for coming in to us. I know you're out there rushing in on your lunch break from work to talk to us and tell us all about it. And as I say, we wish you every success. And if there's any other events or whatever coming up, Todd, come give us a shout, come in and tell us all about it, because we love hearing about community events and things that are local to us here in ERFM. So you'd be very welcome to come back.
Oh, thanks very much. I will do.
Cheers, Michelle. Thanks very much. There you go, folks. That's Michelle McGoldrick from Balmain Residents Association telling us all about the Easter event they have going on this Saturday, 4th of April, from 2 till 4 in the playground in Balmain. So if you're up around that place, get along, and you might even get an Easter egg for yourself. So enjoy. Right, little piece of music now. This is The Beatles.